You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Welcome, everybody. This is Derek White Sky Cloud, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds, and you're seeing my beautiful face on the screen. This is, we are having a great week this week. This is going to be something different. Hang on, so we're going to turn the volume down for me first on this one little part. I hope that you guys are able to hear the volume. Today, we are having a wonderful group of guests. On the webcam here, as you can see on the Ustream.tv front page of BBS Radio, I got some great friends here. I have a young lady friend of mine that I've known for a lot of years. Her name is Brenda J. And also we have some great new guests. We actually have a scientist here, folks, like a Dr. Jekyll, not Mr. Hyde. but nice fellow here. He's a chemist, and these folks are actually talking about the B-Hip drink. It's an energy drink, and this wonderful fellow's name is Uwe Kreis.
Yeah,
is that right?
Very good.
Uwe Kreis. And we have also in the back behind this, she's hiding behind his shoulders, this is Lynn Robinson. She's from the Swiss family. Just kidding. we have a wonderful, great group here, and we're going to be talking about the B-Hip drink. I'm not sure if those of you actually know about this. I actually have put on the page about the B-Hip drink, and I'd like to welcome all those who are actually in the Pal Talk room as well as the BBS Radio chat room, and also the APSR syndication are picking us up also across the world. And we also have the Australian show. I'd like to welcome everybody listening in, those listeners actually listen across the world and across and across and across. Today we'll be taking phone calls too. Now we're not doing readings. Listen to me, folks. We're not doing readings today. We're talking about health, alternative health. And we do have nurses online, by the way. I know I can recognize some of the nurses in here. They'll be coming through listening into the show. And those of you who actually want to ask a question regarding health energy, these folks are here. Now, the energy drink is called the B-Hip drink. It's called a new breed of energy. Now, while we're talking about this right now, those of you out there I'm not sure if you actually have tried the Red Bull or the Monster drink, you know, the ones that actually have a lot of caffeine, the Full Throttle, the Rockstar, that's a lot of caffeine and calories. This drink itself is a natural alternative health drink. It doesn't have what you call the caffeine. This is called the B-Hip. It's naturally made, and it's actually the drink itself, the inhibitor, is actually called guarana, which actually is a natural product that's much better for you healthfully than is actually the caffeine. Now, I'll tell you why. Your calories in Red Bull, based on 8 ounces, is 110 calories. Wow. The Monster is calories in 8 ounces, 100 calories. Same with the Full Throttle, and the Rockstar is 110 calories. The amount of calories for the B-Hip is 24. 24. Wow. Not so hard on you. And you're actually, if you notice too, that whenever you actually have drinks, I'm sure you guys actually tried it yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the people actually tried some of these Coca-Colas, Red Bull, Monsters, Full Throttle. I've seen other new drinks coming out. If you notice, you actually start noticing you get these rushes in your chest, like you feel like as if you're going to have a heart attack. That's too much for you. That's way too much because some people cannot handle it. Now, it has been known, I've heard, that some people have actually had, you know, head rushes, too many. You've got to be really careful when you drink too much of this stuff, especially the caffeine. Now, yes, I'm an avid coffee drinker. not crazy over it. I do enjoy my cup of coffee. Well, I watch twice a day. But I cut my coffee back with water. Not just because I usually mix coffee with the water, but even when I do pour my cup of coffee, I still add half a cup of water with my coffee. I don't like it being too strong because I want to enjoy my coffee. Anybody who's ever been to Starbucks, man, it's like, well, they do make cooked beans, but that's too much. You guys ever had Starbucks?
I don't drink coffee.
Yeah. And not Starbucks.
We used to.
You ever go with that, you take that morning, you know, that morning coffee with you to work, and you're sipping that coffee at Starbucks first thing in the morning. Oh, man, I'm sure you guys get that head rush again, and the sugar that goes with it, and the milk that goes with it. It's harsh. But I want to talk about the BHIP. We actually have done that. Now, the BHIP has some great carbs. Gives you 6 grams of carbs. The sugars is only 2 grams for the BHIP. The sodium, 10 milligrams, compared to 290 milligrams of Red Bull. That's a lot of sodium. You don't need that much salt. You're lucky if you should only barely have a half a teaspoon of sodium a day. Caffeine is 80 milligrams caffeine for Red Bull, 72 for Monster, 72 for Full Throttle, 75 for Rockstar. Guarana, there's no milligrams. It's naturally made. Artificial flavors. There's artificial flavors in all the drinks, except there's no artificial flavor in the BHIP. Folks, these are actually in packets. This BHIP is actually in packets. They're not in your bottles, not in plastics any longer. You know, like long normally you buy plastics, you know, and here's something that's not good for you, is the plastics. You know, like they talk about the cancerous issues of dealing with cancer. There's chemicals, there's fermenting inside of a plastic bottle. There's no plastic bottles. These are recyclable. So BHIP is thinking ahead. And it's making it easier where these are dry goods. You can put these stores away. You don't have to worry about shelf life. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's no specific time date on here for shelf life. Other ingredients is malted dextrose, fructose, stevia leaf extract. Well, stevia is a natural sugar. Now, yes. I'm sure you remember we've had Duane Giroux on our show. We talked about stevia. This is all natural products. And the statement has not been evaluated by Food and Drug Administration. You know why? Because it's good.
Bottom line.
Now, to find this package, or if you want to buy this, I'm not going to go into where you're going to buy it first. First of all, I want to introduce you guys. Welcome for joining this room of mine. It's so small.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
I know I've never knew of this product until, oh, I would say since last
Sunday.
And Brenda J, this is Brenda J here, folks. Now, the item itself, what do you find? Have you tried this yourself?
Oh, yeah.
And how long have you used it?
Oh, I've been with the company for just over 3 weeks now, and I find it's a wonderful energy boost. I take it in the morning because if I do it in the late afternoon, I'll be up too late.
All night?
Yeah.
Coffee does that to you. It's up all night.
Yeah, exactly. But in a natural way, because of the natural derived guarana, the caffeine from the guarana seed, you don't get that spike of the caffeine and then the drop. You get just a nice, even flow that's steady throughout however many hours you need.
What is guarana?
Guarana is a plant that's grown in Brazil. And it grows in the rainforest there. And it's been used in native, like in the Amazon forest by the natives, for a very long time for all kinds of health issues, headaches, energy, those kinds of things.
So you can take this to get rid of a headache?
Yes.
It's like an aspirin.
That just happened to me today, honestly.
I know he's here. He's not an absolute total headache, but he's...
I left him. My headache is gone.
But you've noticed a big difference since you... Now, how long have you folks have used this? yourself?
For about half a year.
About half a year?
Yeah.
Have you noticed a big difference in your health as well?
I mean, I really noticed in terms of energy. So I just started running this year. So I always have it before I go for a run, and it really makes a difference, and my running partner as well. So we really notice the energy, that it really helps us to have that stamina.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I often have it at around 3 in the afternoon, just when my energy dips a little, and I have it then. But when you mentioned headache, I wouldn't have said this before, but honestly this morning I left the house. I had to go downtown to see a client, and I left, and I had a headache. And just before I left, I couldn't get rid of it. And just before I left, I had a V-dip. And a few minutes later, about 10, 15 minutes is when it usually takes effect, and it was honestly gone. So whether that was a fluke, or that's honestly what happened today. Yeah.
Well, folks, you know, like, not many times the women do get headaches. But, I mean, yes, we do have energy headaches.
Well, not during the day.
But not during the day.
Yeah.
But there, people have actually said, like, I know the chat room here, like, we have one person in the chat room says she uses stevia.
Yeah.
And another person says they use Splenda as a sweetener. I don't recommend Splenda. It's got more chemical in it. So I would recommend to change that to stevia, folks. but...
The other good thing is all the vitamins that are in B-HIP as well.
Yeah, what are the vitamins that are in the B-HIP? So,
there's several. Vitamin B12 specifically, of course, again, is another energy booster.
Mm-hmm.
But also contains vitamin C, vitamin B6, folic acid, niacin. So there's several vitamins. So, so your energy, so it's a nutritional supplement as well. And the energy doesn't just come from the guarana, it also comes from the B12 and some of the nutritional supplements in there. It contains ginseng, which also is an energy booster.
Like, I take B12 myself, B6 and B12, because, I mean, it's good to give you that, you know, that extra energy, especially when we're around people like around our age. We'll mention how old we are, but it does help us a lot, give us that little extra boost first thing in the morning and throughout the day.
Yeah.
Plus, it helps with our memory, which is B12 is really good for memory. but I want to say, too, like, how long has this company been around? Like, when did it start as far as B-HIP is concerned?
Go ahead.
Yeah, the company had kind of a soft start in November.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, their big company launch, the official company launch, will be in Vegas in a month from now. September.
You're going to be in Vegas?
Yeah.
So you're going to the casino while you're at it and have more headaches?
But we'll have
we won't have the headache.
You won't have the headache.
We'll go all night.
Exactly.
That's going to be pretty good. We'll keep you awake all night. You have to worry about the casino. Even though it's a packet, but does it come in anything else besides packets? It is in bottles at all, or no?
Not at this time. That's the easiest way to sample people. The way I gave you a few samples the other day, and it's easy to mix with a bottle of 8 ounces of water.
Can you take a drink without a water? Can you just pop it on your mouth? Is it too bitter?
Well, I mean, I don't know. You can try it.
I just think, you remember those Kool-Aid folks, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Take it back with some sugar or something? I don't know.
The crystals that we used to have.
Yeah,
the long straws.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Call the Kool-Aid man or something.
The other thing with that is, for people who travel a lot, it's great because you can't take liquids through. When you go through security.
Especially if you're on the plane.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't carry liquids in the planes, but you got this with you. That's a really good idea. Very smart.
Yep.
Yeah. And a case comes with 30 packets.
What? Now, here's something in the next part. You brought it up. Well, what's the cost to buy these products? I mean, what's the price on these ones? Like, per packet, or is it by the case? How many
By the case.
And how much is it by the case?
Shipping to Canada with taxes and shipping costs. It's about $1.50 per packet, so that translates to less than under $50.
Okay, so basically our Canadian dollar is a little bit more advanced over the American right now, but I mean it'll fluctuate some.
It's $29.95 for the box, plus shipping and if there are taxes that they go
in. Okay,
yeah.
Well, it's not bad compared to going to a health food store, so to speak.
Really well priced.
Now, the next question is, like, are there going to be talk about putting these into health food centers at all, or is this going to be just distribution? Like, this actually, we call it a network distribution.
Yeah, global distribution.
Global distribution.
Network.
Yeah, it's still network. Does anyone talk about it? Wanted to put it in any stores or any locations at all besides your...
Not at this time, I don't believe, of the global distribution market.
Yeah, I think the company really has chosen to go the direct distribution channel. Because it does have advantages for the people involved.
Okay.
And it's easier to build it up globally. If you have to build an actual retail network, then that's going to slow your growth.
Okay.
So they really want to grow it, bring it into the marketplace because it's healthy and it's a really good alternative to what's out there.
And the goal of the company, which started in November, was to open up in 30 countries in 30 months. And in less than, what are we, nine months, and it's already in 13 countries.
15, actually.
I got someone here on the chat line. There are more people coming in the chat line. Mm-hmm. And one person saying, the drink they're talking about sounds good, but I'd be as high as a kite. Is that true? Would they be high as a kite?
No.
No.
It's a natural energy.
Yeah.
You don't even notice. You drink it, and you just notice naturally that you have energy.
There's no hard spike and no hard fall.
This is the one. I suppose regular sugar is fine, but as long as you don't put half a cup of it in your coffee.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
You'd be really wired, wouldn't you?
Like
you get a sugar headache.
10 grams as opposed to 27 grams is the sugar in Red Bull. 2 grams in B-Hip.
Yeah.
Well, the brain lives on sugar. That's what the brain does. So, you know, when you flood the body with sugar, then your brain kind of goes into hyperdrive. And you avoid that here. The only reason there's any sugar in here at all is because it contains fruit extract. That's what gives it the flavor and the coloring. It's got raspberry and mandarin and orange extract.
So this is all natural.
Yeah,
that's
all
right.
Natural.
So that's why there's any sugar at all.
Now, this is wonderful, folks, but we've got a chemist here. And how long have you been working as a chemist?
Oh, well, I started my
universities
at 19. And
okay.
Yeah.
Did you blow up your garage when you were a kid?
Oh, don't tell anyone. I did some experiments that...
Oh, it was true!
And now he's not allowed to play with matches anymore.
Oh. See, now his wife is telling him he can't play with matches anymore.
I mellowed down in that
But he's a chemistry professor at the Simon Fraser University.
Simon Fraser University.
Here in BC.
And he's right up the street here.
Yeah.
Oh, SFU.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, we got SFU.
Yeah.
Okay, good man.
Yeah.
So, comparatively, now you've done this for a while yourself as a chemist. Now, what are your thoughts? Because now you're working, because you are a chemist. Your thoughts being in this product, comparatively all to this, do you feel this really benefits you?
Absolutely.
And do you feel it would really support a lot of people more?
Definitely.
Would it?
I mean, one of the things about the company, too, that drew all of us to it is the fact that it is really about sharing. So we really believe in health, all of us. You know, eat very healthy, and it's really important. We couldn't get involved if it wasn't healthy.
Right.
And besides that, it's really about sharing. So we're sharing something that's really healthy, and even the opportunity to get involved. You know, it's really about sharing and helping people achieve what they're looking for in their life. So all around, we feel it's really a resource to people.
Have you yourself, Brenda, have you noticed that have you tried any of this with your clients? Like, you've got clients that come to your place?
Yes, I have. I've sampled a bunch of people, and...
How'd it taste? No, just kidding.
No, that was one thing I was just going to mention, because some people, even myself, thought it was way too sweet when I first took it.
Really?
Yes, and I'm like, why is this so sweet, and it's only 2 grams of sugar, and it's because of all the natural...
fruit
extracts that is.
So they're not used to the fruit, they're used to the sugar.
Exactly. Yeah. Some people may say, ooh, I don't like this taste. Give it a chance, because you can become very used to it after a couple of times. Or as someone I was talking to on Sunday, their wife took it and thought, oh, I don't like this, gave it a rest, came back about a week later, and now she's on it every day. She takes it every day now.
What kind of healing programs do you run? So.
Personally?
Yeah.
In my profession, I help people quit smoking in an hour with hypnosis.
Anybody smoke? Yeah. My cigarette?
Yes, as does Lynn, and help people with personal development with NLP, neuro-linguistic programming.
What is NLP?
Neuro-linguistic programming. So it's all about communication. Neuro is the brain, mm-hmm. linguistic, how we speak to ourselves and how we speak to others.
I talk to myself all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I talk to spirits. And the guys know me well. When you ask yourself, you really got problems. Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's a model for excellence.
And I've been doing massage for 20 years, you know, massage and other body work and stuff. So, yeah, I love to help my clients, and this is one of the things that I'm sampling people, and they love it.
Now, yourself, what do you do specifically? You know, you're NLP, but what else? Is there anything else besides your...
A lot of different things, but in terms of clients, I also help people break through any barriers that are, mm-hmm. you know, blocking them from where they want to be in life, whether that's health or whether it's career or whatever.
And I'm sure you brought this to them as well to help them further.
Yes.
That they know
yes.
the big difference themselves. Are they, you know, like how they really decide.
I'm still getting feedback because I'm so new.
More feedback. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and the same. Yeah, I've had different feedback as well, and it's you know, and again, the only I've had one client who didn't really like the taste, but again, she noticed the energy. She really felt the energy was a good boost. Mm-hmm. But the only feedback was that.
Well, you can always add lemon. Yeah. More.
Well, and I diluted it. I used part of the packet, half of packet, mm-hmm. you know, and that's perfect.
How long can it work or last? I could just say, when it's in the water, can you refrigerate it? For how long, or can it?
We've done that overnight. Sometimes I would start a bottle, you know, mix a packet up, and only drink half, you know, liquid if it was late afternoon, mm-hmm. and then put the rest in the fridge and then drink it in the morning.
Have you really lost sleep using this stuff?
some people are more sensitive than others, so I noticed because the energy boost you get from it actually lasts for several hours.
So actually, you can really run with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. Yeah, so, I mean, Lynn can take it late afternoon and no problem.
I can sleep.
When she hits the pillow, that's it.
Yeah.
And there's one woman, actually. So she actually had a problem sleeping, and she says that it helps her sleep.
Really?
I'm not sure. You know, I guess they're all just so different.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's the model, try it, feel it, share it. So we're here.
Well, I got three models, try it, feel it, share it.
Yeah.
Okay, now we do have a website, folks. We have two websites here, and also we have email. So any of those of you that actually want to get more involved with this, you know, please, you're more than welcome to check it out. Now, there is actually a .com here. It says Brenda8. Brenda8.bhipglobal.com. Now, actually, I have it set up on my page, which goes to the bbsradio.com, and you'll look under the page. It's under the listing on the Tuesday, 8 p.m., Between Two Worlds. You'll see that logo advertisement of this program. As you're listening to, watching and listening to this today, check it out. It is worth your while to see what's available. And if you feel like going to Vegas,
join them. 12th, 13th, and 14th of September.
Of September.
Yeah.
Okay, that's around winter season.
Flamingo Hotel.
Yeah. Well, get your clothes, guys.
Yeah.
Bathing suit and all.
Get the glitter.
Yeah.
The other thing that people might be interested in is the different countries. Because you have an international... audience, they might be interested in the companies that it's already in.
Well, speaking of their countries, what parts of the world is it located? Like, where?
So Uzi, you're the one who always remembers.
Now, you're from Germany.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm waiting for them to actually go into Germany.
Are you going to go back to Germany and tell them, say, here I am?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because I'm sure you can start it all up yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I want to get my family
involved. It's in Australia. It's already in Australia.
So in terms of the company itself, the headquarters is in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
That's also where the product is manufactured, at least for the North American market. And the global headquarters, actually, they just opened a brand new office in Hong Kong. So the global headquarters will be in Hong Kong. So they're in North America, they're in Canada, the USA, Puerto Rico, Mexico. In Asia, they're in the Philippines, Singapore, Taiwan, Hong Kong, China.
Well, China needs it.
Yes.
They're busy right now. I mean, you know, with the Olympics here, you guys should have that B drink down there now, like right now, like, hey.
Yeah. There's actually a lot of athletes involved.
Because you'll take that B hip to an old hip.
So the other countries are Australia, New Zealand, and they just went into Europe as well. So the first European countries are open: Spain, Italy, Hungary, and Slovenia.
Slovenia.
Yeah.
Ooh, hey, my wife's territory. cool. Yeah. Put myself an LM at it. Now, what I was going to say here, I actually was looking at one part right here. Now, they're actually also mentioning here, too, that you can actually get people involved in this.
Yep.
Besides just drinking it.
There's a business opportunity.
There's a business opportunity to be involved in it as well. So it's something you can actually do from home.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. Now, CNBC is actually involved in this, too, by the way. For the energy drink market will grow to 67% by 2010. CNBC, this is actually TV.
Quote from them.
Are they going to carry this?
It's about the energy market.
Oh, the energy market, okay.
Yeah. The energy market is one of the fastest growing market segments right now. And, I think currently it's a $7 billion industry, and by 2010 they expect it to be a $10 billion industry.
So in Forbes, Red Bull has grown 40% per year and is approaching $1 billion a year.
Just the market leader, yeah.
This is Red Bull, guys. I remember when Red Bull just came out, and that was like maybe 3 years ago.
Exactly.
Yep.
And so it's a huge potential in terms of the market opportunity.
Give yourself 3 years from now what you can do for yourself.
With B-hip.
Yeah. With B-hip. Hello?
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, my God. It's almost like you might as well start your own little stock market.
Yeah, that's it.
You'll be in the market not long from now.
The timing's perfect right now.
Yeah.
Well... It is, but you know what?
People are looking for a healthful energy drink.
We're going back into alternative health and more all the time. And if you look at, for example, I'm not sure if you understand the health industry, Bill C-51, we're having competition right now.
Yes.
The federal government wants to actually legalize everything, pretty well almost every herb in the market.
Yeah.
And they're talking about even legalizing vitamin B.
Yeah.
Where you'll have to even get a prescription for that as well. I mean, in some parts of Europe, they're doing it now. And the vitamin B is not as strong as the vitamin B here because they're cutting that in half to make you pay for more vitamin B.
Yeah.
So it's
scary.
It is getting scary. Yeah. But again, we need to turn to our garden.
Yeah.
And that's why I got my garden in my backyard.
Yeah.
We have plenty of herbs and gardens and back in our backyard. But we need to get back into the natural medicines again.
That's it.
Yeah.
So I feel that even though, yes, this may be brought in. Now, where is it originally located? Where is it grown? Like, where is it all put together? Where is the location?
The plant is in Texas.
In Texas.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So do they get the... they bring the guarana from Brazil.
Yeah. Also the Asha berry extract. Asha berry has one of the highest counts in antioxidants.
Uh-huh.
And so that they're bringing in from Brazil. And I'm not sure where all the different ingredients come from. It contains ginseng, which obviously comes from somewhere, and probably the raspberry and the orange and mandarins probably from California or someplace. So they do come from... the different source materials from different places around the world. So,
here's one here. It says, the energy drink was the number one profitable product between 2005 and 2007. This is from Coca-Cola, guys.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola, it's the real thing. I mean, you didn't say that before.
I mean, a lot of companies are jumping into the energy market because it's such a fast-growing market.
Yeah.
So Coca-Cola, Pepsi... you name it, they all have a finger in it.
Who are the NPD group?
It's a market research group.
Okay,
yeah.
Another one. They're called the number one reason for energy drink purchases, energy boost for work. Let's put it this way. If you're at work, you get tired behind the desk, under those lights.
Yeah.
Especially if you work for a lawyer, or if you're a police officer, you know, you get those cravings for donuts next to your right side.
Think of the truck drivers.
Truck drivers behind the wheel. I mean, exactly. I got a friend, Ryan. I'm going to pick on Ryan today. But Ryan was going, I was hoping that Ryan become one of my co-hosts at the time on my radio show, and Ryan turned me down, but I enjoy him being a, because he's a police officer in the state. And I was telling him, you know, most police officers don't realize that, you know, that we can tell when they've been eating donuts because their eyes are kind of glazed.
Oh. Good one. One of the things, too, that just going back a little bit to the fact that it is a business opportunity, one of the things, again, that drew all of us is that there are a lot of people that are struggling financially.
Yes.
And, you know, this can really help families. Some people just need an extra $500 or $1,000 a month, and it's a really, it's a good way to contribute to others as you receive.
Well, here's something here. I mean, this would make sense. In the States right now, a lot of people are losing their homes.
Exactly.
Because of the market and how the industry is trying to, especially how China is controlling the bank market, the industry, and we know all about this. And it's important that, you know, everybody's trying to find a way to be part of an industry or part of the market to say, you know, I want to make a few extra dollars inside for myself, but I really don't want to work so hard to the point that I don't have time for my kids.
Yeah. Choose your own hours.
Yeah. But yet you can say, I got a next door neighbor, and, you know, buddy, how are you feeling? Oh, I'm really tired. Well, why are you so tired? I've been working so hard.
Yeah.
Well, you know, first thing they do is they go see a doctor, and they take these...
Get on prescription.
Prescription pills to give them a boost. The next thing you know, they're addicted, and their kidneys are breaking down, their liver's breaking down, and then they're sick.
Exactly.
So having to take this energy drink is going to help them give them that extra boost without having to take prescriptions. And you know how much prescriptions are in either the U.S. or in Canada? They're very expensive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And again, if anybody wants to get into, I mean, here's something else. We do have people that are obese. They're trying to find means and ways to create some energy for themselves. Yes, even though they're trying to maybe possibly not either become a couch potato, or they could also have difficulties getting losing weight, or difficulties having just even to be healthier than they think. This is going to give them more energy.
Exactly. I have one client in particular that was, he really wants to do something about his weight, and then he finds that he's so exhausted by the end of the day that all he does is just eat what's ever there. So he's got the B-hip now so that he can have it at the end of the day, so he'll have the energy to be able to actually take the time to eat properly. So I think it can really benefit people in many, many ways.
Now, I want to let everybody know out there that I don't just grab anybody off the street and say, hey, come into my house and we'll talk about this. I've known Brenda for a long time, and just to update you guys, I really feel that something here is going to benefit you guys out there. You know me, I've been doing this radio here for 2.5 years, and when I do something, I really believe in it, and I like to let you guys know out there to check it out. Check out this program because I really feel that will benefit you, anyone out there. And now, let's talk about the age limit because sometimes people say that even, for example, Red Bull, kids, they're trying to put an age limit for kids not to drink Red Bull because it's too strong for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How is it with them with this drink?
Age limit? We let our little 5-year-old granddaughter sip out.
Oh, have a little sip, yeah. Obviously, you would want to start maybe with the quarter package or something for, and I wouldn't start with really young children, obviously.
Yeah,
but how about kids in school, for example? Sometimes they get tired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would probably start them at a quarter package or maybe half a package or something and just see how they react to it. And,
Remembering the vitamins and all the other
benefits
that are in it, could really
benefit
the children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got any grandkids or any, no?
Lots of nieces and nephews.
Have you tried it with them at all?
They're at that age, in fact, and I haven't been able to sample my nephew yet, but he's 26, 27, mm-hmm. and he's at that age. He doesn't like drinking the Red Bull because of the amounts of sugar and caffeine and all of that, and so this will be a healthy alternative.
Have you tried to do a test? You know, like I'm thinking, like, here's a Red Bull, here's a Monster. You know, you line them on the table and you put your drink next to that and you say, try all these. And
blind test.
Blind test. See which one you like the most.
I
don't know, and I think that really the taste is really not the issue. So I think really even the idea of offering somebody a Red Bull probably wouldn't
be your thing. Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't go buy it. No, I'd be adding
to this. The whole can. I'm talking about just the taste there.
Yeah.
But even still, yeah.
But I think it's really not about the taste. I think it's really important.
Can you remember that before? They did a Pepsi taste and a Coca-Cola taste and see which is better.
But for different reasons, right? And so, really, if you think about this, it's really not about the taste. We just care about the ingredients and what the benefits are of the ingredients. So it may not be your favorite taste. I used to drink only to make our own juice, vegetable juice, green juice. And all I really drink is the green juice and water. So for me, drinking the stevia, that was very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it benefited me in the way that it did, you know, I don't really care that it tastes sweet, so now I'm used to the taste as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not about the taste, it's really the benefit that you receive.
Yeah, so basically I think you can do, you know, here's the thought. You can use this actually like a party drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you know, people always have that cool egg with a little bit of lemon or whatever, you put in a big bowl.
Yeah.
Yep. Make a party drink out of it.
I'd avoid adding alcohol. That would probably be less.
I didn't say alcohol. That's
to prevent that because I saw a TV news program or a news alert about the energy drinks that a lot of college students are adding alcohol to the energy drinks to party. And they're getting really sick. And so I would caution.
Because they're mixing it with, a hard liquor, like, say, a vodka or tequila. And that's,
with
that's
all
not
the other, the sodium and carbs.
But I'm just
all
basically
that.
Saying a dinner, you know, typical dinner party where you're not using, you basically deal with the alcohol. That at your own discretion. But.
If you don't want them to leave.
Put a couple extra bikes in your house and say, here, join me. We'll have a pep party.
A hip party.
B-hip party. Well, you're talking an old hip or the B-hip. Now, people helping people.
Yeah.
The binary system. Now, I'm not going to go there yet.
When you're ready.
When you're ready. I want to talk about, what was that other piece in here? Okay. Now, you guys have your own websites set up.
That's the powerful thing about BHIP. Maybe you want to talk about the website, the $1 million website that we get access to for joining it. And we get the BHIP website as well as the Team in Motion website. And that's automatic.
And is there a phone number available for you guys to find all this?
Phone number, no, it would be the website.
Go to the website, yeah.
Yeah, go to the website.
Okay.
And your phone number is listed on there?
Yes.
So,
but there's a lot of support and a lot of information, education on both of the websites for both the product and for the business opportunity.
Yeah, so for English-speaking people, it's probably the best website to go to is brenda8.teaminmotion.com. Mm-hmm. And for international people, it's in 7 or 8 different languages on the brenda8.behipglobal.com website.
So if you spoke a different language to them, they'll understand you?
Yes.
Yeah. It's in English, French, Spanish, Italian.
So once you go to that page, it changes your language to bilingual.
Yeah, you can click on the flag as to which language.
Oh, so it translates for you.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
you'll have that website in that
everything
language.
Everything's translated in all languages in terms of the 15 countries that we're in.
Immediately, you get it in that language.
So I can say Deutsch, you can say Latin, no problem.
Yeah.
And the people that started this company, even though it's a young company, they have years of experience in the business. So that's why they were able to enter the country in such a short period of time, because there's so much experience between them, the fellows that started the company. So we're really fortunate. We all benefit from that.
Good. Now, you're up in White Rock area.
Yes.
And that's in British Columbia here.
Yes.
And you're located
in White Rock.
Hey, folks, we're all in White Rock.
Yeah.
I'm the only Surrey guy.
Yeah.
I used to live in White Rock.
And all Surrey people want to be in White Rock.
Yeah, I kept saying, Surrey.
I'm sorry you're in Surrey.
I'm so sorry you're in Surrey. Now, is there anything you wish to share that I have missed here that would be interesting to share with the people out there?
Just the vision of helping people. And that's the reason why I got involved. I've known Lynn for a number of years, and when she first showed me the packet, I really wasn't that interested. And she said, well, go to the website and check it out, and that's what I did. And I printed up a lot of information and made up my own little file about it and then gave it to my brother-in-law and said, what do you think about this?
He does
due diligence. He signed up. He and his brother signed up immediately because they could see not only the benefits of it and the opportunity that awaits every person.
I wonder if it's going to save me on money on buying a whole bunch of extra vitamins for myself.
Could do.
You never know.
Yeah.
Because that would control the industry itself.
Yeah.
Wow.
Especially with C51 coming.
Well, yeah, they're still working on that. I'm just curious how that one's going to turn out.
That's going to go well, exactly, for all Canadians.
Yeah. Now, for me, it was, as a university teacher, one of my personal reasons why I'm doing that and love teaching is because I want to help my students be successful for their future. And when I heard one of the founders of the company present, I actually really got that. He was he got involved in the industry, obviously not with BHIP, but in a different company when he was a freshman in college.
Mm-hmm.
And within 5 years, he was able to semi-retire because he had built such a
and
a residual income, leveraged income.
Wow.
And I mean, now if you look at, especially for the Canadian students,
have you brought this to your own students in the school?
Well, I want to be a little careful because I'm in a position of authority, so I've shared it with a very select few.
Howard.
You can't force them.
No, and I don't want to.
Yeah.
Well, they're taking all the water machines out. They're taking all the unhealth food store out.
Yeah.
They're taking all the fast food or the fast dry goods out of the schools now. They're talking about doing all that.
Yeah.
They're taking the water bottles out of the schools. They want to get back into using water fountains, which I think is very stupid to do. Because the water in our BC water in the city is still not clean enough yet because it's still got too much bacteria. But it's not just us everywhere. Because number one, you got bacteria in the sinks, the little taps themselves, they're not totally that sterile. And our bottles you have a better chance still to enjoy your water in bottles than do actually in those faucets.
Mm-hmm.
So until they've improved it even more.
Yeah.
And the thing is that that's what we still need. We need little packets coming off machines in the schools.
Exactly.
Pull one down and
they
say, here you go.
They could be packed in the kids' lunch boxes.
Yes. Yeah, really good. Yeah.
One little packet, and that'll get them through the day.
Yeah, this is really good.
And there's student organizations, I think, at the university that it was something to speak to them to see if they feel it's something that they want for the students. For sure. I know they're actually taking it in, to give them an opportunity that way because I think they have their own stores and that kind of thing.
Especially during exam time, you know, when they're trying to cram, and that's when they'll go after Munster and Red Bull and whatever. So,
well, I'll tell you one thing. I remember being, I do go to colleges and universities once in a while. Like when I get called out, cause I do teach Métis history, and sometimes I get called out to do those type of Aboriginal programs. And I will actually see on these little tables, and I'll always see either a Red Bull or another energy drink sitting on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of newer energy drinks coming out now, too, that are have nothing to do with your stuff.
Wanting to crack the market.
Still wanting to crack the market. And they got that, you know, the caffeine still inside. And I keep thinking to myself, you know,
there's got
to
be
you want to reach in there and you want to try one of those drinks, and you're going like, I get this feeling like, no, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there, I actually have heard stories, truthful stories, that were on the news that one person overdosed Red Bull. mm-hmm. that got so sick they end up in the hospital.
Oh, I had heard it from a friend just the other day. Her daughter's boyfriend would get up in the morning and drink a Red Bull on his way to work every morning without having anything to eat.
Yes.
And he almost collapsed and had to go to the hospital, and almost he had such a terrible experience. You know, it scared everybody, and they didn't know what was going on until they linked it back. And it's like, oh, my gosh, you can't be doing that.
Well, because they're thinking that you can do it. They're calling it an energy drink. And they're thinking that you can do anything. And they figured, okay, the word caffeine, the word, you know, represents coffee.
So it's all good.
It's all good. I can get really, you know, wired for sound before I go to work.
So there are, I'm sure, more than just those couple of stories we just mentioned of, you know, real scary things that have happened because of the overdosing of all of these things in Red Bull and, you know, Monster, all of that, you know.
How many people are actually with this company now that are actually signed up?
There's over 15,000 worldwide.
15,000?
Only in 7 months, 10 months, yeah.
So I never even knew that even Herbal had come that close.
And in Vegas, it's going to go crazy. It's going to go crazy once it gets officially launched.
You realize, guys, I actually threw that one in.
Yes.
I'll tell you a story. This is a true story. Many years ago, about 27, 28 years ago, I joined up this Herbalife.
Mm-hmm.
And back in those years, when you join up the company, you get a card. It was actually making a card for you with your name on it. So your business card is Herbalife and your name is on it. And one time, I mean, back when I was young, I went through and had my hands on that.
Another Herbalife.
And I had a joint in my pocket, and the cops got a hold of me, and they checked it out, and they said, "What do you do for work?" And I said, "I work for Herbalife." "Yeah, sure." And I said, "No, serious, I do." And the cops really thought I was lying. And I said, "No, seriously, this is my business card. This is what I do for a living." So I pulled up my business card. I showed them, and they laughed so hard because they thought that I was actually selling pot that represented Herbalife.
Yeah.
That was a great energy. True story.
Yeah.
True story.
Yeah.
And I got away with it.
And how did you do in Herbalife?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't. It didn't last long for me because I found that it was, you try to convince the public.
Yeah.
I was pushing so far. I was trying to push the public in to gather and talk. And if there's any questions you want to ask, and if they're not sure, they wouldn't answer you. They said, "We'll get back to you, we'll get back to you." And this is me. I mean, that's why I said, like, when I tell anybody, when I have anybody on my show, I go off. I just tell you the way things I
you're authentic.
I want
you're
to tell
real,
you exactly
yeah.
what I want to say. I ask you questions, but I'm off the cuff. I do that quite often. I shoot from the hip, and because I want to make sure that I know what I want, that I let people know what I think about this.
Now you can shoot from the hip.
You want to, yeah, shoot from the hip, yeah. Good for you. But it's important that, you know, when you want to get something out there, you guys are, you really believe in your heart that you know that, that this is going to work. And I really think this is going to benefit everybody.
Good people organization.
Yeah.
Very good people involved at the top.
Yeah.
Well,
also, the compensation plan is really unique. It's really set up to the company, the founder of the company. His vision is he wants to do it better and faster and bigger than it's ever been done before. He's in this for a legacy.
Sounds like the $6 million man.
Yeah.
Better, stronger, faster.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
With a heart.
With a heart.
With a heart,
yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Folks, shoot from the hip. This is called B-Hip. I'm Derek Weisguy Cloud, and I'd like to thank you guys for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for coming on.
And those of you guys who want to send any emails to us or phone us, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to having everything. You know, any questions you want to ask, by the way. Call these guys, and or call me, and I'll or email me, and we'll pass the emails on to you. And don't be afraid. Step up to the plate.
That's
if
right.
you want to get healthy, it's called BHIP.
Take advantage of the opportunity.
Get healthy.
Yeah.
Okay, take care, guys. It's been a slice. This is Derek Weisskopf, Cloud, talking to you from bbsradio.com, and talk to you next Tuesday night. And be safe out there. Take care, folks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.